Adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Live from the KCNR studios in downtown Redding, California on Market Street, it's Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. And here is your host, Connor Sutton.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. Our lovely producer, Jared King, joining us as always. A lot of stuff to get to. NFL draft coming up. NHL playoffs. NBA playoffs. There's just so many things to get to today. But I want to start with this. So last night, I decided to watch an NHL hockey game in the playoffs. It was Game 7 for the San Jose Sharks. I guess you could call me a fan, but realistically, I just wanted to watch because I knew it was going to be a good game. Game 7, everything on the line. There's just something very entertaining about knowing that it's win or go home. Game 7s in pretty much every sport are just extremely entertaining to me. So I'm watching the game last night, rooting pretty heavily for the Sharks. And they're down 3-0 as you go to the third period. And I'm flipping back and forth between that and the Oklahoma City and the Portland Trailblazer game, which is also a great game. And, I mean, I am thoroughly enjoying the hockey game. And I've watched hockey before, but I realized quickly as the Sharks came back, scored twice, cutting it to 3-2, scored again, and then scored twice more to take the lead in regulation. And then the Knights, who went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year, tied the game at 4. We go to overtime, and I'm watching this game as a guy who doesn't watch a lot of hockey, knows bits and pieces about it, and I'm thinking, wow, well, this is unbelievably entertaining. Have I been missing out on this my entire sports life? So then after the game, you know, the post-game commentators come on and talk about, oh, man, this is one of the greatest playoff hockey games of all time. And then I said, oh, no, that's a terrible game to start as a hockey fan because all your expectations are through the roof. Down 3-0, game on the line at your home, in your home barn, as I said to you earlier today, Jared, as the name of the of hockey arenas, which is awesome. And then you come back, tie it, take the lead in regulation. You give up the lead. It goes back to overtime. And then win it in overtime. I mean, there couldn't have been more drama in a first-round playoff game. So I was incredibly entertained. And I think what's even more fascinating about it is I'm going to be more enticed to watch it in the future. It doesn't really matter what game it is. But just the fact that the intensity and the unbelievable stick skills, trapping the puck with your with the skate while on the move. I mean, I think we need to, as Americans, I know hockey is continuing to grow, but just appreciate the skill level involved in hockey. I mean, there was multiple plays that I thought were unbelievable, and the physicality of it is great. It has aspects of various sports that I really love, and last night was just an unbelievable game to watch. Now, that could be just because, like I said, they said it was one of the greatest playoff hockey games of all time. And because it was Game 7, everybody was ramped up, down 3-0, coming back, taking lead. That can always help, too. But I was just very impressed. So now the Sharks will take on the Avalanche in the second round. Dan Anderson will be coming in next segment, is a Colorado Avalanche fan. So we'll talk about that series a little bit. So as that game's going on as well, I'm kind of flipping back and forth between the Sharks game and the Portland Trailblazer Oklahoma City game five in Portland. And I watched the first half, and Damian Lillard just absolutely annihilated the Thunder in this series. I'm sure you saw the unbelievable shot he hit from about 40 feet away to win it. Can you imagine the guts you have to hit that shot, to even take that shot? 40 feet away with Paul George, a top 10 defender in the league, on him. And it wasn't like he was wide. I mean, he was left relatively open, but he still had a guy right on him. It's truly unbelievable. What this means for the Thunder? Well, overreactors are going to say the Thunder's their reign is over. Well, they never really had a reign. They've been knocked out of the first round of the playoffs the last 3 years. And ever since losing Durant, they just haven't seemed to get any better than just a first-round playoff team. But the Trailblazers, a year ago, got knocked out by the New Orleans Pelicans despite being a three seed. So they're a three seed again this year. They play the Thunder. And it just seemed that Damian Lillard has taken his game to a new level here in the last, really, 2 years. But this year, it seems like he's reached a level he has not reached before. And I'm watching the game, and I'm thinking, people have talked about Russell Westbrook as one of the top point guards in the league. And I'm watching this game, and I'm watching Damian Lillard just absolutely tear apart the Thunder. Why isn't Damian Lillard talked about as one of the best point guards in the league? And now I know after last night's performance he's going to be, because he did it on a national stage. But the way the league works is the more national TV games you play, the more recognition you're going to get. So really, it's going to take the league about, unless you're in a big market, if you're in a small market like Portland, it's going to take them 2 to 3 years to realize how incredible you are. Now, Giannis in Milwaukee hasn't really had to deal with that, although he has a little bit, because now people are starting to realize how good he is. MVP candidate next year, they're going to be on national TV a lot more next year. So my point in this is, it's a disadvantage for smaller market NBA teams to have stars, because as the stars continue to get better, we're only really going to see maybe – we're not going to see the first year of that rise as much as we would a star in L.A. or a star in New York or a star in Chicago, just because of bigger markets, more fans, more people want to watch it, bigger stories. So Damian Lillard, after last night's game, everyone's saying, man, he's a top 3 point guard in the league. But the problem is, he's been a top 3 point guard in the league. He's been that way. The Portland Trailblazers aren't a more talented team than the Oklahoma City Thunder. They just aren't, especially after losing Nurkic. I think they were better coached in the series. Billy Donovan struggled to make adjustments. Nobody could stay in front of Lillard. So it's just, it makes more sense for us as viewers to try and pay attention to these smaller markets, because you could be missing something incredible. I think Kemba Walker in Charlotte has had an unbelievable couple years. They've just been so bad, we don't see them, and they're in Charlotte. Jared, quick fact, real quick. What state is Charlotte in?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that's my point. I think it's North Carolina. Yeah, okay. All right. Well done. I'm impressed. On the spot. I just think that it doesn't make sense why people are all of a sudden saying, well, Damian Lillard, he was underrated for so long. Well, it's because he's in Portland. He's a top 3 point guard. He's been a top 3 point guard. Steph, obviously. Right? And then what about Damian Lillard? He's got to be the number 2 guy, really. Now, you could say James Harden, well, he runs the ball as a 1 a lot. Yeah, I guess, but he's going to defend a 2. You're not going to see Harden matched up on Lillard. Damian Lillard just absolutely annihilated the Thunder last night. A team that was trying to do all they could to stop him. They threw different weapons at him. They threw Westbrook at him. And Westbrook now at age 30, 31, people are going to talk about, well, the reign of Westbrook is over. I mean, this is just who they are now. They're a first-round knockout, maybe a second-round at a ceiling playoff team in Oklahoma City. That's who they are. They got Steven Adams under a $20 million contract, and he couldn't play defense at all last night because when the Thunder went to a smaller lineup, he was taken out. So a guy like Steven Adams, he's basically become useless for the Thunder in series like this, or like when they play the if they play the Warriors. Who is he going to guard in that series? They're going to stretch him out. He can't play a stretch five defensively. So it's just the Thunder, they have to make some moves here. And I think you have to decide if Paul George or Russell Westbrook's your franchise guy. The Thunder aren't going to do this, but now might be a really good time to trade Russell Westbrook. He's on the tail end of, in my opinion, his height of his career. So you get some weapons for him, you get a couple more pieces, get some draft picks, start to build around Paul George, get some other pieces as well, maybe to a team like the Lakers who has a lot of pieces. Just a thought. I'm not saying that's what they should do, but I just fear that Russell Westbrook can't win a playoff series. And it's not that he's not a great player, it's just that you need shooters in this league. And Russell Westbrook is not a great shooter. Last night, he basically tried to facilitate all game long, and he can only do that for so long. We've seen him try and try and try, and eventually he's going to break through and just try and go and score and shoot 35%. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Again, Damian Lillard, I think he's a top two point guard in the league. I don't know why it's taken everybody so long to realize that, but they'll advance, and they have a really good shot to get to the Western Conference Finals. Spurs Nuggets is the teams they got to face to get to the Western Conference Finals. They got a great, great run to the Western Conference Finals if they can continue to play well. All right, NFL draft stuff. We'll get into some more NHL. That's coming up next on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
The Healthy Aging Fair is an event that provides ways for seniors to stay healthy and active through health screenings, education, and resources for chronic disease management. This year's vendors will include Copper Ridge Care Center, Margie Wenham Insurance, Interim Healthcare, Traeger Stand Prosthetics and Orthotics, and Advanced Imaging. Join us at the Mount Shasta Mall on Friday, May 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to benefit from these and other nonprofit resources in the community.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your comfort and privacy is important, and products installed by Blindsided will improve the quality of life in your home. Enjoy the convenience of remote control power shades, blinds, or the elegant look of plantation shutters with expert installation. Comfort, privacy, and elegance in your home with expert craftsmanship from Blindsided. Call Bill today for an estimate at 945-3969. That's 945-3969.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Segment two, Connor Sutton. Dan Anderson joining me, as he pretty much does every Wednesday now. So about 3 weeks, month ago, I believe.
If that, yeah.
You were on, and I've been off for a couple weeks now. So when we bet about the Masters and Tiger, and would Tiger ever win another major? I said no. We bet Outback on it, which is our typical bet. And the very next,
we thought this was going to be maybe a three year deal.
Yeah, I was like, we always talk about, man, we love these long term bets where you like don't know, like, oh, is this the time that he's going to win? We did a bet about Alex Rodriguez getting to 700 home runs, which was like a 4 year bet that you ended up winning, and the very next major he wins. Now, it was unbelievable, and I was rooting for him. I had nothing to do with the bet because it was incredible, but I'm just saying, I think I'm cursed on these bets.
You might be, because I think I'm 4-0 now.
Yeah.
We have two that are still outstanding, so you have a chance to come back here, but yeah, I don't know. I texted you immediately. I didn't want to jinx myself, so I waited till the putt officially went in to text you to say, man, you need to stop betting against me because you are the worst against me.
Right, right. hey, I don't know what's going on. I really don't. So now that it's the Sharks, essentially my team, even though I've watched a total of one game this year.
And what a game to watch.
Oh, like I was saying last segment, arguably a bad game to watch as a hockey fan that you don't watch very often.
Yeah. I would say playoff hockey, like last night was an extraordinary game, but in playoff hockey situations, especially when you get to game sevens, they turn out some good games because it goes from end to end so quickly that it's unbelievable. So playoff game seven in overtime is unbelievable.
And coming back from being down 3-1 in the series, down 3-0 in the game.
They had to win double overtime in game six. They scored a shorthanded goal to send it to game seven. So, yeah, maybe not the best, but I will say playoff hockey, this next round should give you some exciting games to watch.
So you're an Avalanche fan, so I brought it up last night. We have to bet on this, right? I have no idea what the odds are.
I would probably think the Sharks are slight favorites.
Really?
We're the worst team, theoretically. We're the second wild card. We played the number one seed, Calgary Flames, beat them at 5 in the first round. The thing about the Avalanche is they have arguably the best front line of any team in the league, and then we're just not as deep. Nathan MacKinnon, arguably the best player in the league, with Mikko Rantanen and Gabriel Landeskog are like three of the best three-way punch that you could get in the league. The Sharks, I think, are a more well-rounded team. They will have home ice advantage as well. So I would think the Sharks are slight favorites, but I think the Avalanche are peaking right at the maybe at the right moment. So I feel like we could be in for another seven-game series here.
So is that yes on a bet, or I didn't hear it?
I'll bet you on this, yeah.
So Outback?
I mean, I don't know if you want to
bet
anymore.
I'm going to go broke, Jared. I lose every time.
Maybe are we going to bring Jared on any of these?
Yeah, Jared, what do you think? Give us your thoughts. Sharks versus Avalanche.
Oh, I have no idea, but I doubt you're going to go broke unless you actually start following through with those bets.
I took him out once, right?
I will say I've been to Outback twice on his dime.
Twice.
Oh, okay.
So he owes me one more, and then we did bet 49ers, Buccaneer. I'm a Buccaneer fan. You're a 49er fan. We bet best record last year with the tiebreaker. We played head-to-head, and the Buccaneers won. But I did feel a little bit of mercy, or have some mercy on you because of the Garoppolo injury. So
right.
I downgraded that to a 5 guy. So he does owe me 2, but he has paid out.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Jared, you're the only one growing a playoff beard. I've tried. It doesn't work for me. So it looks good, though. I like it. Gives me the thumbs up.
I like the Jared, though. You go to Jared for thoughts. I have no idea.
Part of my favorite portions of the show is when I ask Jared questions.
But he knows North Carolina.
He does know North Carolina. I was impressed. Okay, so yeah, I was watching. So, but now I'm intrigued. I want to watch the rest of these games. But my thought are these next games going to be as entertaining to watch? As you said, though, game sevens they ramp it up. But playoff hockey is just incredible.
I think you won't be disappointed just because it's so. Anything can happen from not just period to period, but like from every 2 minutes, a shift change every 35 seconds.
Right.
It can.
The Penguins got swept by the Islanders, who are playing at their old barn. Like that, Jared. And now they're going to play at Barclays Center.
Well, it's been quite this. So the Tampa Bay Lightning were the best team in the league in almost the best record in the history of the NHL. The next closest team was 21 points behind them. They got swept in the first round by Columbus. The Calgary Flames, who the Avalanche just beat, the number one seed in the West, they won one game. So it really is – hockey is the one sport where
if you can get
a goaltender that gets hot like the Avalanche goaltender has been catching fire here a little bit, anything can really happen. So that's why I think the Avalanche have a decent chance, but I would put the Sharks – I don't know. Did you look up the odds? I think the Sharks are probably slight favorites here.
Let's see. Well, did you also – the Portland Trailblazer game last night was incredible because – as I try to find the odds here quickly.
I just caught the very tail end. I was telling you.
I know. I was watching mostly the hockey game, yeah.
Yeah, I was watching – I was stuck at work, so I was streaming on the computer the hockey game, and then – when I was kind of following the game cast, and I tuned in for the last couple of minutes of the basketball game, so I didn't see much of the basketball game.
So the – let's see. Yeah, the Sharks are the favorite here, barely. I'm going to watch the next series for sure. I just think that the one fear that I have is it's not going to be as entertaining as that game. That's going to be the best game I'm going to watch. Granted, as it gets further on, the stakes are raised.
I think maybe it won't be as entertaining, but I don't think you'll be disappointed. I think what would have disappointed if you tuned in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals,
right,
and the Sharks did that, and then you tune in for Game 1 next season, that's not going to have quite the same emotion. So I think you should be okay to – you won't be too bored, I guess, to say, in the next round.
So the Trailblazers and the Thunder, there's been this overreaction today that the Thunder are essentially done. I somewhat agree, but I do think it is an overreaction. Russell Westbrook is just 31. Paul George was unbelievable this year until he hurt his shoulder. And now there's also this narrative about Damian Lillard being a top point guard in the league. My point is, he's been a top point guard in the league for the last 3 years. He just plays in a small market. We don't see him as much on national television. And the fact that the Trailblazers just haven't done all that great in the playoffs has hurt him. Now they get into the second round. He performed unbelievably last night, took one of the gutsiest shots I've ever seen in the playoffs, and now all of a sudden he's on everybody's mind.
Right. I think for those that watch basketball fairly closely knew that about Lillard. I don't think it was a surprise. But like, I heard your point about because he's in a small market, he can kind of fly under the radar a little bit. Which I don't know if that's good or bad for Portland because teams are maybe underestimate him a little bit when they play him. But he clearly is – I mean, if you were starting a team and you had one playoff run, would you take Westbrook or Lillard?
Oh, I would take Lillard.
I agree.
Westbrook can't shoot.
He can't shoot. He pads his – I think –
he's
I mean,
for sure
his numbers. Pad. His numbers are impressive. Don't get me wrong.
But there's empty stats now in the
exactly.
NBA, though.
And I think he has a lot of them. The one thing I'd like about Westbrook, but you get this with Lillard as well, is Westbrook, he tries 100, he gives 100% of the time, all the time. So, but what has that got him? First round exits every year?
Last 3 years, except for the year they made it to the finals, I think.
And the other point I heard was, well, if they can stick together, the Warriors aren't going to be the same team, so if they can just stick together. But they're losing to the Blazers, and they lose to Utah last year, so what's going to help?
A rookie scorer in Donovan Mitchell. So, I just don't think that that's the answer. I heard this today. Maybe look at trading Westbrook. Build around Paul George.
I heard that as well, and it's not crazy. I didn't go, oh, that's insane.
Because
sometimes you hear these hot takes and you think it is insane, but I'm thinking I wouldn't be too shocked.
You gotta at least open up the option. The problem is Westbrook did stay. He didn't leave and go to LA like everyone thought he was going to. He stayed. Kevin Durant left. He's the guy. He's one of ours. And as far as Thunder fans stories minds, and that's the narrative around Oklahoma City. He's our guy. So if you trade him, well, what does that tell all the teams that guys want to re-sign there? Why would I re-sign there if you're just going to trade me later?
That's a good point. But if that's what you want, if you want a guy who's going to get you a triple-double every game, basically, and get you first-round exits, and that's you just want to be relevant and not necessarily want to be competitive,
then
keep him around. But I think
they're not going to trade him.
The way he plays is not winning basketball. I don't think he can't win with that way.
They're not going to trade him. There's no way. What they should do is they should get rid of Steven Adams, who makes a little over $20 million a year. Empty some of that salary cap. Go find some shooters. they need to spread the floor a lot more than they have. Yeah. Dennis Schroeder and Raymond Felton off the bench, those are good attacking guys. They aren't necessarily great outside shooters. Around Westbrook, who can attack relentlessly, around Paul George, who can kind of do a little bit of both, you need nothing but shooters. And the problem is now they just pack the defense in, and what do they have? Two shooters, three shooters on their team that can beat you? You need six, seven. You need a four who can shoot. You need even the five who can shoot, and like someone like Brook Lopez. So they need to – they're kind of in that old style of basketball a little bit with a big guy down low who's a banger. Right. You have a point guard who will attack, and you have a small forward who can play both ways. Right, but now the day is everybody can shoot.
You got to shoot, yeah.
And you can't defend that. So that's the problem with the Thunder. On the flip side, the Trailblazers, Nurkic goes down. You think the year's over. Enes Kanter has been unbelievable.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Good for him.
We wanted the Kings to pick him up.
I know. Also, I remember that conversation.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we got to get some NFL draft stuff, and I promise we will. There's not a whole lot of narrative going around the NFL draft. We got to talk some of the Kings stuff, too, which is, yeah. We'll talk about it next. All right, next on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey,
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back here, segment three, here on April 24th. So NFL draft is tomorrow, I believe.
Tomorrow, yep.
Yeah, and wow.
Just on ABC primetime.
Good. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's going to be competing with NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, pretty much everything.
So just, they're going to have three separate broadcasts. ABC's doing it, and then ESPN's going to do it with another crew on ESPN, and then NFL Network is also broadcasting it all.
Wow.
Simultaneously.
All right. So, obviously, everyone wants to think about where Kyler Murray's going to go. Here's my thought on this. Don't take 5'9", 5'10 quarterbacks. Says he's listed at 5'10", 207 pounds. Now, let me tell you as a fellow 5'9er that you can't see over many people. You just can't. And I'm half joking here, but at the same time, I mean, realistically, you're going to get beat up.
All these O-linemen are 6'5 is short for these O-line guys.
So. Especially, and they continue to grow. I just don't think that the – you can say, oh, well, Russell Westbrook did it. I mean, Russell Wilson did it. And I don't think that the smaller quarterbacks have a way bigger opportunity to bust than the bigger guys. They're less – or they're more mobile, but they also are more capable of getting hurt. They're just more injury prone because they're smaller guys. They're going to get beat up more, and they have a tough time in the pocket because they can't see over the line.
I agree, especially if you put them in a situation where there's not a lot of protection, you're going to get banged up a little bit more. Like Wilson had the opportunity to go into a place where he wasn't expected to be the guy out the gate.
Right.
And even when they ran the ball a lot and they
right.
really had an offense well, that was tailor-fitted for him to
and
grow.
And had a great defense.
And then he was able to develop into – he was not the same guy. His
right.
Everybody likes to think his rookie year he was great, which he was good, but he really developed into a great quarterback. In Arizona, Murray's not going to have the same situation. They're not a good team.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't have anybody to hand it off to. He doesn't have a good offensive line. He doesn't have weapons around the perimeter. Their defense is decent at best. It's just kind of setting a guy up for failure.
But Kingsbury, the new coach there in Arizona – loves him.
Right.
So it seems like an almost done deal. I've heard some rumblings the last couple days
yeah.
that maybe he's not, but basically I think that's just some smoke that Arizona's trying to throw
so
out there
trade.
To say,
yeah.
hey, here's who wants to take Rosen from us. They're going to take him. I don't see a situation where they don't. I would honestly be shocked if he doesn't go number one tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. And I think one of the reasons why you also do that is if you're Cliff Kingsbury, and nowadays in the NFL, this is a thing. Guys think about how long they're going to keep their job. You have to make decisions that will keep you employed longer. Really, that may not be best for the team, but it might be best for the narrative.
Right.
Things you can say to the general manager and the owner. Well, we didn't have the quarterback we liked. We had to go get another guy. That gives you another year, year and a half.
Like we're seeing that in Oakland right now.
Yes.
Gruden has basically traded any talent they've had in stockpiled draft picks and said, hey, I signed a 10-year contract. I intend to be here for 10 years, so let me build this team in my image, basically. And, I mean, they have three first-round picks this year. He definitely has two or three years before I think people are going to – he is really going to start to turn on
right.
to him.
Well, if they whiff on this draft, that's
exactly,
going to be very
yeah.
telling. And
I
you
agree.
Won't know for another 2 years.
Exactly.
So, really, it's a three-year cycle, but a lot of these coaches are going –
Well,
two years or less.
Yeah, we've seen some coaches get 1 year, and I think that is ridiculous. But I don't blame coaches like Kingsbury, who's if he doesn't believe in Rosen, and he thinks Murray's the guy that's he's gonna win enough more games, then I get why you make such a rash decision. This would be unheard of, I think, even 5 years ago,
right?
10 years ago, absolutely not. You wouldn't pull the plug on a rookie quarterback after one season,
right?
But I get where these coaches are coming from because you just don't know how long you're going to last, and then you never know if you'll get another chance.
Yep.
after that because of how poorly
you can't blame
he did
him.
Yet.
No, you can't blame him. I just saw this thing that Devin Booker for the Phoenix Suns is 22 years old. He's about to have his fifth head coach.
That is insane.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
It just shows how fast the turnover is for coaching, and mainly the NFL and the NBA. And
especially quarterbacks, it's really difficult because a new coach comes in, he's got to own offense.
New system,
he wants
yep.
to run. It's difficult for
these
guys.
It's way more difficult for quarterbacks than it is for basketball players.
I agree, yeah.
A new system is a new playbook. Learning a new playbook, developing a new playbook is way more difficult than for basketball players. So that's more of something that like Alex Smith had to deal with that in San Francisco for years.
Right.
New O coordinator pretty much every year. Other guys to keep an eye on. I think Nick Bosa is going to go to the Niners.
I think
as
almost
a,
certainly. Yeah.
Edge rusher. I mean, he's a big guy. They have some weapons out there as well. They have Eric Armstead, who ironically I played basketball in high school with. He set some good screens. That's all I'm saying. I don't know what that means as far as football, but he set some good screens in basketball. No, he's a good player. Josh Allen, the other Josh Allen, Josh Allen 2.0 for 1.5.
Yeah, edge rusher from Kentucky.
Right.
Some people really, really like him. Tampa, I'm a Buccaneer fan, as I've mentioned. We're picking number 5. A lot of people are saying we might get White, the linebacker from
LSU.
But what I would like to see us do is try to dangle that pick for somebody who's desperate for a quarterback, drop back a little bit. Like I have my eyes set on Miami. I think they're picking at 13. If they can give us a stupid trade, jump up to 5, we can jump back to 13 and get an O-line. I think we could really benefit from an offensive lineman. But if we're going to stay at 5, I do like White a lot, or another edge rusher wouldn't be bad.
In my opinion, this is a really weak quarterback class. I was watching a lot of the quarterback stuff in the combine, the different pro tryouts. And it just doesn't seem like these guys, I mean, we had, what, 5 quarterbacks last year going the top 10? Top 11?
Rosen went 11,
yeah.
I think.
So top, or 5 quarterbacks. This year, you can't even find 3 quarterbacks. Dwayne Haskins at Ohio State, he came out a year, maybe even 2 years too early. And then you start to scroll down the board, and where's the next? I mean, you have Daniel Jones out of Duke is what's listed here on my list as number 39. It's just Drew Lock out of Missouri. So this is such a weak quarterback class, but guys, teams are so hungry to get a quarterback that can possibly work. They'll take chances up in the first round.
Well, we've seen it. It happens every year. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Raiders at number 3 take Haskins.
Right.
Or somebody comes up and takes that. We see it every single year. Some team comes out of nowhere to pick a quarterback, you're thinking, what the? Like, when Tebow got drafted, a first-round pick, that was shocking to people. The Broncos did that a couple times. They got Paxton Lynch a few years ago. They traded up to grab Paxton Lynch, and everybody was like, he was supposed to go third round, but they get so panicky because you have to have that guy to win.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how it goes, and that's why Murray, if Kingsbury wasn't as in love with Murray as he seems to be, it would be interesting to see where he does go. But, yeah.
Well, he's not. I think if he doesn't go to the Cardinals, I think the Niners trade their pick and someone jumps into that spot to try and take him to.
I agree. Yeah. Because, if he's going to be there, but who's that going to be? The Giants, maybe?
I don't know. The Giants just seem to be locked in on Eli. I would, if I were the Giants, I would have tried to trade for Rosen.
I've heard the Redskins have some interest in getting a quarterback. The Alex Smith injury is. Who knows if he's going to be anywhere near the guy he was after that was an ugly injury he suffered last year.
Right, yeah.
But it's always interesting, especially this first round, because teams get so panicky. Because if you don't have that quarterback or you don't have the guy who you believe is to be that quarterback, teams will do crazy things.
Right.
There's probably 10 teams who don't feel secure in that position, if not more, right now something stupid what we deem to be stupid.
If you list your top 10 quarterbacks right now, who's the 8th, 9th, and 10th guy? Is Garoppolo even in that top 10?
Garoppolo is an interesting case because
we haven't seen enough.
Exactly. His sample size is so small, but we have seen moments of greatness. But we see moments of greatness out of the, Robert Griffin III, we all thought was going to be great. So it's hard to say. I would still think if I'm the 49ers, I'm not doing anything, which they're not going to.
No. But I'm just saying, if you're not, if you don't have a top 10, maybe even top 12 quarterback, you're thinking we're still looking for our guy. I mean, you're a Tampa Bay fan. Right. You know, you've had Jameis Winston for, what, 4 years now?
We just picked up his fifth-year option. And basically that was because we got a new coach. He said, I like Jameis. And it's a one-year option, so he's basically on a prove-it deal basically here. And if he doesn't prove it to me this year as a fan, I've already kind of been done with him. But if he doesn't prove it this year, I want us to do everything we can to get Jake Fromm, the Georgia quarterback, is who I would like to be the next quarterback in Tampa.
Yeah, and that's the thing is now coaches are looking 2 years ahead of time, looking down the draft. Okay, we don't like a quarterback this year's draft. Who's going to be in it next year?
Yeah, so there's two really good quarterbacks in it next year. So I've heard Miami, my buddy Tyler's a big Miami Dolphins fan. He's already, every time I text him about the Dolphins, he just says tank for Tua. He wants nothing. He doesn't care about this season at all. He just wants Tua from Alabama. So we'll see what they do. That's why I'm worried they might not trade up for the Buccaneers pick, but interesting to see what goes on.
We both think Kyler Murray's going one, Bosa two. We'll see what happens from there. I think this is an NFL draft where nobody's really locked in any spot except for Kyler Murray, I would say, at the one. but after that, anybody can go flip around. That's kind of what we see. There's not really a top five, top ten locked like we saw.
Consensus. Yeah, it seems to be. We usually have a consensus.
Last year,
here's what's going to go on. But this year, you look at Mel Kiper's and Todd McShay's, and they have Murray, and then it's all jumbled up.
Right.
And
it's all about who needs what.
That's why I think this year we will see a lot more trading around because nobody's really tied down to what they
Supposedly there's a significant drop-off after 12. We won't really know, and that's kind of where the Raiders are picking. Kind of interesting. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. The Kings have a little bit of drama going on in Sacramento. We're going to talk about that next on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
The 25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends. Place piled high with happiness. Black Bear Diner feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
The Fat Bull and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Fat Bull and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Welcome back. Segment four. All right, Dan, the one topic we don't want to talk about but need to. The news came out, I believe, 2 or 3 days ago about Luke Walton, alleged sexual assault. He's being sued. And what this means for the Kings, for Sacramento, they fired Dave Yeager after their most successful season in almost 13 years, saying he doesn't fit our system. We think he's done a good job at this point, but we need someone to take us to the next step. Kings fans, about half of them agreed, half disagreed. Where were you on that before all this incident?
I was pro Yeager. I thought, especially we kind of touched on it last segment about how there's so much overturning coaches that I think stability, especially for a young team like Sacramento, has a lot of young players, that a situation with some stability and keeping Yeager around would benefit the team. Once they did do it, then I tried to start getting on board with the Luke Walton situation. I have a lot of negative thoughts about him just because he was a Laker and then he coached the Lakers, and I'm not a Warrior guy either. So I think I was just starting to push those aside, and then this comes out. So it's, I don't know. I still, now definitely I think we should have kept Yeager even beforehand when we fired him. I was disappointed to hear that we went that way.
So initially I was okay with it because I thought that the Kings fit more of the way Luke Walton's coaching style.
I agree with that part of it because the team we have can run and gun and really shoot.
Right.
And Yeager's system wasn't necessarily utilizing it to the best of its ability.
Granted, he did do a good job of transforming it this year. But now that this is all happening, there's going to be a court case about it, and we won't know for who knows. We don't know how long this is going to take.
Exactly.
And now it's this cloud hanging over the organization, and it's truly scary because if it's true, then you have to fire him, even if there's any sliver of truth.
For sure, for sure.
And then who's going to want to take the job then? It was the most desirable job in the NBA, in my opinion, of opening coaching positions. Is it anymore? I don't know. We're going to have three head coaches in 3 months, right, possibly.
Yeah, it's definitely put us in a very tough situation because it's almost the Kings have to do their due diligence here. If they believe him, I guess you got to stick with him. But then you run the risk of the court finding otherwise, and then you have to pull the plug, and who knows where in the season will be at that point. If you think at all you think he's lying or there's some fishy business going on, you got to cut ties now, right? Like, you have to do it immediately and go.
Sure.
But who else is out there? It'll be interesting to see. There's still playoff teams that might pluck an assistant coach away from or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, it's a very interesting situation, kind of a situation that we haven't really had in the NBA.
But this
whole Me Too movement obviously has brought a lot of this stuff to life. Which is what I think kind of brought this to life a little bit.
It was alleged when he was the assistant coach in Golden State when the incident happened. So it's been 2-3 years since.
I think the Kings right now have this dark cloud, but the Lakers should be in almost the same situation, in my opinion. I mean, why wouldn't they be? They shouldn't be off the hook for this as well.
Right.
The problem is they fired and they cut ties. They already kind of said, "Oh, we did
what I would." Which, yeah, we've seen this in the NFL a lot. Kareem Hunt, the Chiefs running back, basically he assaults this woman on film.
Right.
He's the running back of their team. They have to cut him. And then the Browns turn around and sign him, and it's fine that the Browns have. It's an interesting situation because teams, if you cut ties, you're like, oh, good on you, and the next team can swoop up. So Walton, his career's not over, but the timing of it may be in Sacramento, we have to do something about it.
Right, and coaches are held to a different standard than players.
Certainly they are.
So you have to be a leader. It's going to be a very interesting situation. It's going to be watched with a magnifying glass, not only by the organization but by the media. And it kind of gives that narrative again that Sacramento's a mess, where it seemed like we had finally gotten away from that. We finally have some stability in Vlade Divac. Now, I don't think it was anybody's fault, really, because – how would you know about this? The Lakers didn't know about it. They hired him. He's been there for a year.
There was no police investigation. Yeah. There was nothing until she came forward with the lawsuit. So, yeah, I don't think you can pin this on Vlade because there was nothing.
It's just a classic. It's a classic Kings thing to happen.
Exactly.
And it's not the Kings' fault. It just happened to happen.
It happens. Yeah.
So, it's gonna be interesting. All right, our final bet. Should we do the DeMarcus Cousins draft?
Oh, sure. You want to do that?
Yeah. So where we have – who did I say? I have
– So we talked about this earlier, our long-term bet. So one of our outstanding bets is where DeMarcus Cousins will land in free agency next year. And I've chose the Milwaukee Bucks, and you've picked the L.A. Lakers, I believe, is what we had.
Okay. All right. We got 5 minutes to do this. Jared, you want to participate or no? Okay. Did you know the Milwaukee Bucks was a team? Oh, okay, good. That's good to know. I think you said, I said, I'm keeping track here, too, because otherwise I don't want to. So you said right. Lakers. Oh, no, I said Lakers.
You have the Lakers. I have the Bucks.
Okay, so you go ahead and go first after the Lakers.
All right, I'll say Dallas. I'll take Dallas next.
Whoa. Really?
Don't you think it would be interesting? It's interesting.
I don't care if it's interesting.
Well, I'm going Dallas.
I'm going to go. So he's going to go to a bigger market. I'm going to go New York.
All right, I'll go Clippers.
Ooh. Did I already take the Lakers?
You have the Lakers, yeah.
I'm going all big markets because I think that's where he wants to go. I'm going to go Miami.
Oh, my. Actually, that one, I like that a lot. I'll say Golden State. I'll say stays.
Oh, wow. How did that?
I don't know, but I'll take it.
That should have been next. I got to go to East again. He's going to want to go to the East. He's going to want to win some games. Pacers.
All right. I'll take San Antonio.
Wow. You're staying West Coast.
I think I like West Coast, apparently.
West Coast and the Bucks. Hornets.
All right. How about... Who are we missing? You know, I'll take Kings.
Wow. There's no way.
There's
no way. All right. Big guys. Who needs big guys? I'm not going to take Houston. It's going to be a team that's a borderline contender. Celtics.
That one makes sense. That might have been my next one here. How about...
Let's do two more each. Or should we just do the rest? I just don't know how many teams we have.
I was going to say, I'm running out of ideas here. I'll take Brooklyn.
Ooh, that's a good pick right there. That is a really good pick. I actually think the 76ers are going to trade Joel Embiid this summer, but I'm not going to
take
him.
Oh, really?
I do. After watching Ben Simmons without Embiid, that's the guy to build around, less injury prone. Trailblazers.
No, I guess I'll go Toronto.
Ooh, that's a good one, too. All right, so I have one more, right?
I think so. How many do I have? I can't even remember.
You have the Bucks, Mavs, Clippers, Golden State, Spurs, Kings, Nets, and the Raptors. I have Lakers, Knicks, Miami, Indiana, Charlotte, Boston, and Portland. Remember when I said I was going to go to big cities? And I chose Indiana and right after. Charlotte.
Where's Charlotte again?
Charlotte's in, Jared, North Carolina. That's right. Gives me a point. I love it. So this is half sports show, half geography.
And then anywhere else is a push, I guess, huh?
He's going
to one of those teams, right?
Yeah. He has to.
Almost certainly.
We'll do the rest off air.
Okay.
So we can, yeah, we'll look at it a little heavier. Okay. So we got 2 minutes. So real quick, I got to pick my last team. I'm going to say the Pistons have Andre Drummond. I really want to take them, though. He's not going back to the Pelicans, right?
I don't think so. But I don't think he's going to the Kings. I still pick them. So,
who needs a center?
The thing, though, is now that we're playing this almost positionless basketball, almost any team can plug him in, but... His injury has really thrown a wrinkle into this whole
thing. Yeah, who knows what's going to happen now.
For sure.
I feel bad for him, actually. Let's see. All right, I'll just say the Pelicans. All right, so we'll do enough. So now we have two more bets on the line. How many bets is that total now? Four?
We have four completed and two outstanding. So we have 49ers Bucks for this upcoming year, and then we have this. Three. So we have Sharks, Avs. Bucks, 49ers, and then this DeMarcus Cousin one still outstanding.
All right, Outback Steakhouse, not a sponsor, but it should be. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Dan. See you, Jared. Make my way downtown, walking fast, facing the
this path and I'm homebound. There in black we have, just making a way through the crowd. And I need you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.